Hello, this is Shibuichi Arian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Matthew chapters 19 to 21. Is God unjust in his compensation criteria? We read in Matthew chapter 20 verses 9 to 16 like this. And when those came who were hired in the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen. This parable describes a landowner who went out early in the morning at 6 o'clock to hire laborers to work in his vineyard. These men contracted to work for a denarius a day, a reasonable wage at that time. Later at 9 o'clock, this landowner found some other unemployed laborers in the marketplace. In this case, there was no labor management agreement. They went to work with only his word that he would give them whatever is right. Later at noon and at 3 p.m., the farmer hired more laborers on the basis that he would give them a fair wage. At 5 p.m., he found more unemployed laborers. They were not lazy. They wanted work but hadn't been able to find it. So he sent them into the vineyard without any discussion of pay. It is important to notice that only the first set of laborers were hired as a result of a bargaining agreement. All the others left the matter of pay to the landowner. At the end of the day, the farmer instructed his paymaster to pay the laborers, beginning with the last hired and working back to the first. It was the same pay for all, one denarius, which made the initial set of laborers bitterly resentful since they had worked longer and through the heat of the day, and in their opinion, deserved more wages. However, from the landowner's reply, we can distill 5 wonderful lessons and insights into God's compensation criteria. 1. In the kingdom of heaven, we must adopt an entirely new kind of godly perception and understanding while we abandon our greedy, competitive spirit. It is better to leave our rewards up to the Lord than to strike a bargain with Him. Number 2. God is sovereign. He can do as He pleases. What God pleases to do will always be right, just and fair. Number 3. According to God's compensation criteria, no one will receive less than what he deserves, and everyone will receive what he needs. Number 4. In the kingdom of God, grace is given because of the nature of the giver, not by the worthiness of the recipient. Number 5. This parable may have Jewish-Gentile overtones, with the Gentiles coming belatedly into the great plan of God. Whatever the case, the lesson in the parable is surely that God is both fair and generous with His servants. Let us be grateful for the privilege of ministering for God, who is just, sovereign and gracious. Remember, our length of earthly labor may not correspond to our heavenly reward. Let us trust His grace, be faithful in our work, and avoid watching the other workers and making comparisons. God is absolutely sovereign and gracious in granting rewards, and He will deal with us generously one day. God is definitely not unjust in His compensation criteria.